Welcome back to another episode of the Mutrix Firm Injured Lawyers Podcast. I am Tyson Mutrix, and today I'm talking about, and actually I think it's kind of a fun case now. At the time that this happened, I don't think it was probably a fun case. It's probably not a fun case for the plaintiff in that case, but it's the McDonald's hot coffee case. And it's a fun one to talk about because the public perception, at least initially, was way off. And my guess is that the McDonald's PR people probably got involved at some point, which is probably why the perception is what the perception is. But we are going to talk about this a little bit. And it's a case that really sparked widespread outrage and became a catalyst for debates on tort reform across the country. For those of you that don't know what tort reform is it's the government taking away your rights. That's in a nutshell what it is, but it's legislatures going in and saying, okay, there's caps on damages, so you can't get over a certain amount. It's limiting the claims you can bring. It's shortening the statute of limitations on cases. All of those things, it's, in a nutshell, like I said, them taking away your rights. That's what it is. But the popular narrative around the hot coffee case was around a lady named Stella Liebeck and her ordeal when it comes to McDonald's coffee. And it's riddled with misconceptions and half-truths. And that's what's frustrating about it. And that's what makes this really interesting, is this the truth of what happened was really lost in all of the media coverage. And so I want to go through some of the actual facts of this case, because I do find it really fascinating. So let's go to the incident first. So Stella Liebeck, she's the plaintiff, she's the one that was injured. She was seated in the passenger seat of a 1989 Ford Probe. And this is a model where there's no cup holders, okay? And the misconception was that many people thought that she was driving. As she was driving, she spilled the coffee on herself. That's not what happened, okay? So her grandson was driving. He parked in a parking space so that she could put the cream and sugar in her coffee. So she places the coffee in her lap. It's between her knees. And whenever she's trying to remove the lid, what happens is because she's trying to, you know, hold it there between her legs, she's trying to take the lid off, and she accidentally spills the entire cup into her lap. So that's the incident. That's how it happens. Now, the burns from this, I'll get to in a second, but many people think that this was a woman that she caused this herself and she took no blame. That's not it at all. Ms. Liebeck, she actually admitted that the spill was her fault. She said, you know, it was my mistake. What she took issue was, and this was the crux of the lawsuit, was the excessive temperature of the coffee. Okay, it was hovering right around 190 degrees, which is, it's alarmingly close to boiling, if you don't know what that temperature means. And the manager, here's the thing, the manager of this place bragged about how hot his coffee was. He made a point to make sure that his coffee was the hottest in town. I'll get to more of that in a second, but this actually led to third-degree burns across her legs, her genitals, and it actually required emergency treatment, and she had to go through extensive surgeries. This was not something that was burn, put some cream on it, and go away. This included skin grafting, all right? This was a big, major thing. She sustained third-degree burns over 6% of her body, and then some lesser burns on an additional 16%. So 24% of her body sustained burns. That's a lot, right? That means that was hot. It spread quickly. It was a massive ordeal for her. She was in the hospital for 8 days, and she was there for so long because they had to go through all of the skin grafting, and they had to fight off infection. It was a serious issue for her. And then on top of that, she had to go through an additional 2 years of medical treatments to take care of her burns and infections. All right, so the lawsuit. Let's get to the lawsuit. Initially, all she wanted was for McDonald's to pay for her medical bills. Nothing else. She didn't ask for pain and suffering. She just wanted medical bills, which were about $20,000, which these days there's no way you could go through that for $20,000. You're talking about probably $200,000, if not more. But back then, $20,000 in the 90s. So still, it was a lot then, still a lot now, but that kind of care you're not getting for $20,000 these days. But McDonald's, what they offered was $800. Well, her medical bills were $20,000. They offered $800, which is why they filed the lawsuit in 1994. So let's get to, I teased this a little bit earlier, let's get to what McDonald's knew about this. So what they presented at trial was that McDonald's was aware of the risk of the high temperature of their coffee. So over the previous decade from this happening, they had over 700, or I'm sorry, I don't want to misstate this. They had approximately 700. I don't know if it was over 700 or under 700, but it was approximately 700 reports of coffee burns that had been filed against the company because the coffee was so hot. And despite, they acknowledged the fact that, yeah, the coffee was a hazard. They admitted it. They said, yes, the coffee was too hot. It was a hazard. But they maintained that they wanted to keep the coffee hot despite this because of they wanted to make sure that the customers, because they said the customers, the preference was to keep it that hot, even though they had so many complaints. And even though they had it at such extreme temperatures. Go to any coffee shop and they're going to tell you they don't keep their coffee that hot. That's probably way too hot for the flavor anyways. It's kind of a ridiculous thing. Most people want the flavor. They don't really want the temperature. It's a combination of both, but that is just too hot. I don't want to burn my mouth. And the last thing when it comes to the facts of this is that the New Mexico jury, they initially awarded her $2.86 million. And this is where all the uproar came in. But what many people don't realize is that the judge then reduced that to $640,000. And you may still think, well, that's a lot of money. That's not a lot of money for an injury case. It's just not. It for what she went through, the $2.86 million is far more appropriate for what she had to go through. But this case, it really is a poignant reminder that there's a lot of complexities that go into personal injury lawsuits. And you have to really scrutinize the sensational headlines that you see sometimes. I'd say more often than not these days, where the headline is far more sensational than what the facts of the case are. And you have to really, really look into it. And for anyone that is interested in this, I highly recommend, and this is not just because it's about this case, this is a legitimately good documentary. You should look at Hot Coffee is the name of it. And it gives a really insightful exploration of the case. And it goes through all the myths. It goes through all the facts. There's way more facts than what I could get to in this short podcast. I highly recommend it. So check it out. But that is all I have for you today. I just wanted to talk about that case. I think it's an interesting case to talk about. If you think you have an injury case and you want to talk to us about it, love to hear from you. Call us 888-550-4026. That's 888-550-4026. Follow us on all of the social medias at Lawyer Tyson or on YouTube and Facebook. It's Mutrix Firm Injury Lawyers. Make it a great day, everybody. We'll see you.